The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is Jean Latshaw from the North Carolina Reading Service, and this is Ladies Magazines. For the next half hour, I'll be reading to you from various ladies magazines. And we'll begin this one, Kitchen Cures for Spring Health Bothers. These pantry staples are powerful healers that will help you feel your best all season. First up, a spicy sip fights allergy flares. Few things will wreck a warm, sunny day faster than a nose full of pollen. What can help? A daily cup of fresh ginger tea. Experts say the compounds that give ginger its spicy kick are natural antihistamines. And in a study out of Thailand, a daily dose of these allergy tamers prevented congestion, sneezing, and other symptoms as effectively as Claritin did. To make your own tea, simmer 2 teaspoons of grated ginger in 8 ounces of hot water for 5 minutes. Then strain and sweeten to taste. Next, sweet potatoes prevent spring colds. Up to 50% of us will encounter a nasty spring cold virus in the next few weeks. Thankfully, working 3/4 cup of sweet potatoes into your daily diet can help you breeze through this germy season illness-free. Scientists reporting in the journal Preventive Nutrition and Food Science credit the carotenoids in these colorful spuds, which they say energize immune cells, tamp down immunity-weakening inflammation, and heal and strengthen the lining of the respiratory tract. Rosemary soaks and achiness. If a busy day of yard work leaves you sore, slipping into a rosemary-infused bath could provide relief in 15 minutes. How? Scientists reporting in the Journal of Rehabilitation Medicine say warm water boosts healing blood flow to strained muscles and joints, plus a compound in the herb dials down the production of pain-triggering inflammation. To do it, mix 1/4 cup of dried rosemary and 1 cup of boiled water in a glass jar, steep for 20 minutes, then strain the liquid into your bathtub, along with your regular bath water, of course. Citrus restores stamina. Wish your energy level matched Mother Nature's right now? Try tossing the peel of your favorite citrus fruit into a pot of water and simmering it on the stove. Inhaling citrus's aromatic oils activates genes that produce focus-sharpening brain waves, suggests a study in the journal Brain and Behavior. Plus, citrus oils energize a key brain region that can chase away sluggishness and fatigue within minutes of the first sniff. Black pepper banishes stress. As the days get longer, so do our to-do lists. The good news? If a go-go-go day is making you feel rattled, inhaling the sharp, spicy aroma of black pepper could calm your nerves in 20 seconds, Japanese scientists say. The credit goes to black pepper's volatile oils, which energize the autonomic nervous system, a series of nerves that block stress hormone release, calming a racing heart and relaxing tight muscles. And last, safflower oil soothes skin. Some 64% of us are battling dry, flaky, or rashy skin these days. And if you'd love to shake off that winter-weary vibe and restore your skin's youthful summertime glow, try dabbing it with a few drops of safflower oil twice daily. This oil boasts rich stores of linoleic acid, an essential fat that Canadian researchers say quickly seals in moisture and fast-tracks tissue repair, improving skin texture, smoothness, and health in as little as 1 week. This one would have been good for Mother's Day, but I didn't receive the magazine until after. It's a little quote. A mother is your first friend, your best friend, your forever friend. And that was by Amit Kalantri. From Good Housekeeping, Feeling Crazy Stressed, 8 natural ways to take the edge off. We can all agree there's much in the world today to feel anxious about. But even when we're not feeling overwhelmed or scared by the news, everyday stressors can make our brains fizz with worry. From money worries to concern about whom our teen is texting with, these things can make faces flush, hands sweat, and hearts beat uncomfortably fast. If your anxiety is constant, severe, or all-consuming, if it's making it tough to get through the day, or your work or relationships are being seriously affected, it's important to talk to a professional who might recommend that you try therapy or medication. But when you're feeling anxious and jittery, there are calming steps you can take in the moment. Try these research-based techniques to dial down your stress and ease your mind and body. First, establish a routine. Creating structure in your day helps you feel more in control, says Rachel Goldman, PhD, licensed psychologist and a clinical assistant professor in the psychiatry department of NYU Grossman School of Medicine. She suggests looking at four key aspects of your daily life: sleep, diet, movement, and stress management. When you have consistency in those areas by doing things such as going to bed at around the same time each night, eating well-balanced meals, getting out for a walk or a workout, and writing down your concerns before sleep, your anxiety symptoms may ease. Breathe consciously. It sounds simple, but science has shown that focusing on your breath and practicing deep breathing exercises can improve both physical and mental feelings of anxiety. One that Goldman recommends trying is the five-finger technique. Spread one hand out in front of you, and with a finger from your other hand, trace up and down each finger, inhaling as you trace upward and exhaling as you trace downward. Doing it just once might make you calmer. If not, repeat it. Get moving. You can use up nervous energy and possibly lessen symptoms of anxiety with exercise, research shows. Be sure to move your body every day, whether by going for a walk, attending a cardio class, or taking breaks to dance or do a brisk chore when you've been sitting for a while. And you get a double win if you run, hike, or cycle outside. Being in nature has been found to increase positive emotions, and focusing on the world around you can shift your perception and calm stress. And I want to mention a couple times when we've been on vacation, they had their exercise cycles outside under a patio or a porch kind of covering, so that you could enjoy nature even on a machine. Write it out. Goldman recommends doing a brain dump to push racing ruminations out of your head and onto a piece of paper. Don't censor yourself. Just write down all those thoughts, she says. The activity may help your brain stop hitting repeat. Tap into your senses. Anxious thoughts often center on things we can't control, like the would've, could've, should've's of the past. But concentrating on the present, what you're seeing and hearing right now, may soothe your anxiety. Try this grounding exercise. Pause and name five things you see, four things you feel, three things you hear, two things you smell, and one thing you taste. Weigh yourself down. Using a weighted blanket is another way of grounding yourself, says Goldman. It's like being hugged. The pressure can calm you down. That pressure activates your parasympathetic nerve system, she says, which lowers your heart rate as well as your stress hormone levels. That increases feel-good neurotransmitters like serotonin, helping you feel calmer. A dog or cat lying on your belly can work the same way. Chill out, literally. Try splashing cold water on your face or neck, running cold water over your wrists, or holding an ice cube in your hands to cool your anxiety. When you're stressed out and your heart is racing, a jolt of something cold can help by activating your parasympathetic nervous system. It shocks your body out of a heightened state of anxiety and tells it to do something else, Goldman says. And last, distract yourself. Sometimes a little laughter or an absorbing podcast is enough to push out anxious thoughts. Try a gut-busting YouTube video or an episode of True Crime Podcast, and you may just find that it helps redirect your emotional energy enough to calm your racing mind. From First for Women, three books we're loving now. First, a piece of literary fiction that they're calling a buzzy must-read called Intermezzo by Sally Rooney, R-O-O-N-E-Y. And Intermezzo is spelled I-N-T-E-R-M-E-Z-Z-O. All right, Rooney's latest novel is classic Rooney, haunting deja vu realism delivered through smart dialogue and simmering character dynamics. But there's something more here, a kind of vulnerability that makes her most intimate work yet. Intermezzo centers on two estranged brothers, Peter and Ivan, who are pulled into each other's lives again after their father's death. Peter is a charismatic but troubled lawyer, Ivan an awkward and reluctant chess champion. Their parallel lives intertwine as they move through the aftermath, grappling with resentments, complex relationships, and the search for life's meaning. Read this if you love atmospheric Dublin-set novels like Rooney's Normal People, or if you enjoy stories that explore grief and emotional intimacy, or you've experienced complicated family dynamics yourself. Next, a romantic comedy or rom-com called Back After This by Linda Holmes, H-O-L-M-E-S. Cicely Foster reluctantly agrees to host her own podcast about modern dating with the hopes that it will protect her job and her colleagues. But just as a relationship coach begins setting Cicely up with eligible bachelors for the show, she finds herself falling for a photographer named Will, who wasn't exactly part of the plan. And last, a thriller called The Only One Left by Riley Sager, S-A-G-E-R. When young caregiver Kit McDear starts working for Lenora Hope, a woman accused of a Lizzie Borden-like massacre decades ago, she quickly realizes not everything is as it seems. One day, Lenora types out a message, "I want to tell you everything. It wasn't me." Sager packs riveting, unexpected turns around every corner, and no one in this story is trustworthy. If you're looking for a read to rattle your thriller-loving heart, this is it. From Good Housekeeping, 2025 winners on the Good Housekeeping Awards sheet sets. I'm going to read these in price order for you. There's the four recommendations. First, the most cost-effective and cozy set. Despite being less than $30, these Sleep Zone, that's the brand, sheets were impressive in our tests. They come in deep pocket options in over 25 colors. Testers like the microfiber sheets' buttery feel and said they stayed cool at night. They also stood up to laundering tests. The Sleep Zone Super Soft Bed Sheets, $25 a set for queen size. Next, a superb sateen option. This crowd-pleasing set from Brooklinen is breathable and soft without feeling too slippery, thanks to its 100% cotton sateen construction. The fabric held up well in durability tests, and users enjoyed sleeping on the sheets. "These were really soft and smooth to the touch," reported one. It's the Brooklinen Luxe Sateen Sheet Set. Now, the price has jumped for this option. $189 for queen. Shall I go on to the next most expensive? Crisp yet airy percale, made with premium long staple Egyptian cotton Parachute brands. Percale weave combines softness with a lightweight, breathable feel. The durable material showed no pilling and was strong in lab tests. Testers called the sheets crisp and cool, especially liking them for summer use. This is the Parachute brand Percale sheet set, $269 for queen size. And hotel luxury feel, Sleep like you're on vacation every night with these crane and canopy sheets, which are light and airy for a simple yet elevated look and feel. Calling these sheets crisp, cool, and luxurious, all testers agreed they'd continue using them. One said they feel like five-star hotel sheets, but even better. Crane and Canopy is the brand, bright white, 400 thread count per kale cotton sheet set, $280 for queen size. These are for people with deep pockets. From First for Women, a feast for healthy eyes. Dry, irritated eyes aren't just for winter. They can pop up any time. The secret to soothing them, omega-3 fatty acids. These healthy fats found in a variety of foods help your eyelid glands do their job, boosting tear production and calming inflammation. To keep your eyes feeling great, add omega-3 rich foods like salmon, tuna, flax seeds, chia seeds, and walnuts to your diet. Your eyes will thank you with clarity and comfort. Plus, they'll feel as good as they look. And polish your pout naturally. Want softer lips? Your toothbrush might be the secret. Simply dampen a clean brush and gently rub it over your lips in circular motions for 30 seconds. The bristles exfoliate, removing dead skin and leaving your lips smooth and refreshed. Follow up with a hydrating lip balm to seal in moisture. Your lips will feel pampered without any pricey fuss. From First for Women, unexpected remedy for high blood pressure. Outsmarting hypertension could be as easy as taking a vitamin D supplement. In a Journal of the Endocrine Society study, people with hypertension who did so marked reductions in systolic and diastolic blood pressure in 6 months, and 600 IUs per day did the job as effectively as higher doses. Previous findings indicate vitamin D helps keep blood vessels flexible, while lowering levels of renin, a hormone that can cause blood pressure to climb. A brand to try? Trace Minerals Vitamins D3 and K2 Gummies, available at traceminerals.com, TRACEMINERALS.com. Clean Living with Danny, question asked of them, what can I do with overripe avocados? Their answer? You already know that avocados pack a powerful nutritional punch. Whether eaten alone or added to salads, sandwiches, and side dishes, this superfood brings a lot to the table, including fiber, potassium, magnesium, and vitamins A, C, E, and K. In addition, avocados are chock full of heart-healthy monounsaturated fat, which can help lower blood cholesterol levels. When the fruit gets too ripe to enjoy raw, try mashing it and applying it as a face mask. Its vitamin C can help brighten skin, and those good fats deliver deep hydration to dry skin. Just leave it on for about 20 minutes and rinse off. An overripe avocado is a perfect replacement for eggs in baking, too. A quarter cup of mashed avocado equals one egg. It also works great in smoothies. Finally, you can freeze the fruit in an ice cube tray and store in an airtight container for use later. Or consider using overripe avocados in an ice pop recipe. From Woman's Day, a couple of recipes for you here. Flank steak with asparagus and potatoes. Active and total time are both 30 minutes, and this serves four. We need 1 pound baby red potatoes, 6.5 tablespoons olive oil divided, kosher salt and pepper, 1.5 pounds flank steak, 1 pound of asparagus, ends trimmed and cut into 1-inch pieces on the bias, 2 tablespoons red wine vinegar, 1 teaspoon Dijon mustard, 1 small shallot, finely chopped, 1 tablespoon capers, finely chopped, 5 kosher dill pickle chips, finely chopped, and 1 bunch of arugula, thick stems discarded. Heat oven to 425. Place potatoes in a bowl, wrap with plastic, and microwave on high until easily pierced with a knife, 5 to 6 minutes. Discard any water from the bowl and halve the potatoes. On a large rimmed baking sheet, toss the potatoes with 1 tablespoon of the olive oil and 1/4 teaspoon each salt and pepper. Arrange cut sides down and roast until beginning to brown, 10 to 12 minutes. Meanwhile, heat 1 tablespoon oil in a large cast iron skillet on medium high. Season the steak with 1/2 teaspoon each salt and pepper and cook 4 minutes. Flip and cook to desired doneness, 3 to 5 minutes for medium rare. Transfer to a cutting board and let rest 10 minutes before slicing. Meanwhile, in a bowl, toss asparagus with 1/2 teaspoon oil and 1 pinch each salt and pepper. Add to sheet with the potatoes and continue roasting until potatoes are golden brown and asparagus is just tender, 8 to 10 minutes more. In the same bowl, whisk together vinegar and Dijon, add shallot, and let sit 5 minutes. Gradually whisk in the remaining 4 tablespoons oil, fold in capers and pickles, toss arugula with potatoes. Serve with steak and spoon dressing on the top. And chicken à l'orange. Active time is only 15 minutes. Total is 45, and this serves 4 as well. 8 shallots peeled and halved lengthwise, quartered if they're large. 2 tablespoons olive oil divided, kosher salt and pepper, 1/2 cup orange marmalade, 1 tablespoon white wine vinegar, 1 tablespoon rosemary leaves chopped, 1 3 to 3.5 pound whole chicken cut into 10 pieces, 2 drumsticks, 2 thighs, 2 wings, and 2 breasts. The breasts cut in half. That's how you arrive at 10 pieces. Steamed green beans and bread for serving. Heat oven to 425. In a large shallow roasting pan, toss shallots with 1 tablespoon oil and 1/4 teaspoon each salt and pepper. In a large bowl, whisk together marmalade, vinegar, rosemary, remaining tablespoon oil, and 1/4 teaspoon each salt and pepper. Add chicken and toss to coat. Place chicken mixture in a roasting pan, nestling pieces among the shallots. Roast until chicken is browned and cooked through, and shallots are tender, 25 to 35 minutes. Serve with green beans and bread if desired. From First for Women, no-bake, 2-ingredient chocolate fudge cakes. What? Active time, 5 minutes. Total time, 2 hours and 5 minutes. And this serves 10. You can take it to a, you know, Memorial Day barbecue or something. If you're craving something rich and chocolatey, these 2-ingredient fudge cakes will hit the mark. Here's what we need. 2 1/4 cups chocolate chips, semi-sweet or dark, and 1 cup pumpkin puree. Note, use only 1 cup pumpkin puree. It's easy to confuse cup with can. And I want to make sure you don't include the entire can, as it will negatively impact the final result. Prepare a standard muffin tin with paper liners. You'll only use 10 of the 12 muffin compartments. Double up on the liners for extra sturdiness. No need to mist with oil spray, so then just set aside. Melt chocolate chips using a double boiler or in the microwave by stopping and stirring every 30 seconds until they're velvety smooth, about 2 minutes total. My life-saving hack, mist your microwave-safe bowl with oil spray before adding your chocolate chips. It will make cleaning the bowl so much easier. Mix in the pumpkin puree. Stir until the mixture is smooth and creamy without any streaks of pumpkin. Divide the batter among 10 paper-lined compartments, smooth the tops using the back of a spoon, and give the muffin tin a few taps on the counter to flatten out the cakes. Place in the fridge to firm for 2 hours or more to set. Serve with additional I'm sorry, let me do that again. Serve with optional berries, a squirt of whipped cream, and dark chocolate shavings. Store in the fridge for up to a week or freeze for a few months. Another book recommendation for you. A Romance called Under Lock, L-O-C-H, and Key by Lana Ferguson, F-E-R-G-U-S-O-N. The story follows Kiana Key McKay, who heads to Scotland to uncover long-buried family secrets. While there, she meets the mysterious, grumpy, and gorgeous Lachlan Greer. But Lachlan is harboring secrets of his own. As Key and Lachlan unravel a mystery and a centuries-old curse, they grow closer. And another one, a cozy mystery called Murder in the Tea Leaves by Laura Childs, C-H-I-L-D-S. There's something so interactive about escaping into a whodunit, says Shay Trotter, First for Women's Associate Editor. Reading this one felt like solving a puzzle. After Indigo Tea Shop owner Theodesia Browning reads the tea leaves on the set of a movie filming locally in town, she finds out the film's director was murdered. Then her friend becomes the prime suspect in the case. Now she sets out to find out the true culprit while still balancing her duties in the tea shop. It was fascinating watching Theodesia work to crack the case and find justice, says Shay. Excuse me. And I enjoyed the bonus recipe ideas in the back of the book. So delicious. From First for Women, hydration enhances results. Dehydration hampers metabolism and makes the body hold on to fat. So build 3 hydration breaks into your day. Here are 2 refreshing sips to get you started. First, a green tea energizing elixir. To make it, in a blender, whirl 2 cups of green tea, which has been cooled, half of a red apple, which has been cored, the juice of a lemon, 2 teaspoons of honey. Once smooth, pour over 1 cup of ice and garnish with lavender or a cinnamon stick. And completely different, coconut cranberry post-workout hydrator. To make this one, in a blender, combine 2 cups cold water, 1 cup of unsweetened cranberry juice, 1 cup of coconut water, and a pinch of salt. Keep chilled or pour over ice to enjoy this one. A little quote from First for Women. Each person who delivers kindness stays with us forever. That is from Robin S. Sharma, self-help and motivational author. S-H-A-R-M-A, if you want to get anything else by that author. We've run out of time for today's episode of Ladies Magazine. Be sure and listen next time. We hope you've enjoyed it. I'm Jean Latshaw, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired and available as a podcast on our website, www.ncreadingservice.org. If you have any comments or questions, please call us at 919-832-5138. That's our all-purpose number, 919-832-5138. Thank you for listening to the North Carolina Reading Service. Hope you join me next time.